Hey guys,
we're at the golf course.
Welcome to episode number 77.
This is episode 12. We're checking in. So we were like, what should we do this week?
Obviously get on our golf game.
There's only two things that can get me to the golf course. That's a hot man or the podcast. So unfortunately this time it's the podcast.
I'm actually trying to work on my golf game. I've been getting a little bit better and I have like Callaway golf clubs that I'm obsessed with, so
shout
I gotta
out to
use
Callaway.
Them.
I'm actually trying to work on my man game, so I'm hoping to run into some cuties.
I want to show you my golf outfit today.
Wait, why don't
I have,
you
like a little black shirt on. If you're watching the video right now,
so
you'll
cute.
See our videos on YouTube, by the way, guys, so you can listen to the audio on Spotify or Apple, but oh, yeah. We have the video is on YouTube
and you're gonna get all the tea today on the YouTube video, because I may or may not show you my swing, which I do not have yet, so you may or may not see my first swing ever. Also, sorry if it's noisy, we're outside, so I don't know.
So it's like 90 degrees here in Palm Springs and there's 100 golf courses every square inch of this entire place, so obviously we had to freaking try it out. We went to Nobu last night, another Palm Springs special. It was really good.
Nobu was so delicious, loved it. I love sushi though, so you can't go wrong there. I'm a little nervous about golfing today. We booked the last tee time, but then a little golf cart pulled up behind us and we were like, you should go ahead, and they're like, are you sure? I was like,
is it our turn to go now? Okay, guys, we're about to go. It's time to golf.
We're going to take you along the whole journey, so buckle your seatbelts. Actually, you guys, go ahead. Let me tell you something. I really do not like golf. Georgia says I'm not allowed to say that I don't like golf, but it's the truth, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, because I love you guys. I'm falling in love with you guys. I love you guys. But I do love this podcast and I will do anything for this podcast. This podcast is my baby. Also, I don't like the fact that I don't like golf. Like, I wish that I was really good at golf. That would be the dream, of course, but I'm also not delusional and I know that I can't be good at everything.
All right, guys, this is hole number one. Sydney lost her ball in the sand a couple times. I've managed to steer clear of them, but we're having a really fun time on the golf course. I'm looking for the golf cart girl so we could get some vodka sodas mixed in here, but I haven't had any luck. I feel like they're a mystery. I've never seen a vodka soda girl in my life.
By the way, I'm not trying to be super negative. By the end of this summer, I'm gonna be a golf enthusiast, okay? I'm gonna live, breathe, eat, sleep golf. Okay, I promise. But I'm just, give me a second, okay? This is why I went golfing today. I was like, I'm gonna get better. One of the best parts of golf is the golf cart, okay? I came to drive the golf cart. Driving the golf cart's so fun. I think I used to love it too when I didn't have my driver's license, and it just felt like, I was like, oh my God, I'm driving the golf cart. Like, I used to go golfing with my brothers in the summers and I would just be like, can I drive the golf cart? Of course those little dweebs didn't let me drive the golf cart. They would like zoom on it. I think they flipped one time, but like, in my mind, they would let me drive the golf cart for maybe one hole. I'm like, okay, as long as my brothers let me drive the golf cart for one of the holes, I will go golfing. And it was such a rush because I didn't have my driver's license. So like, it was like a little mini toy driving car. Anyways, let's go for a little spin. This is what it's like with me behind the wheel. Some people might argue it's scary, but I argue that it's fun. Like, isn't this so much? Aren't you having a blast right now? Okay, we're out here on hole five. Georgia is gonna do her major swing. Georgia, how are you feeling about this?
Sid and I are in a tie at the moment, so it's kind of a tense out here. So hopefully I can keep my head in the game and get going.
I'm actually getting better at golfing, so I'll probably crash all their golf dates now. And I'm kind of having fun, although it is so hot. My butt is sweating. Okay, here goes Georgia's masterful swing. Okay, so here she goes. She is lining up for the shot and she hits it. Wow. Oh, damn. Okay, it just went into the water. That was a great hit. It almost didn't go in the water, but did you see how much air that got? Amazing.
So I've been to a couple golf courses now. I've gone golfing with Brad a couple times. And I really like this course. Here's the things I love about it. The golf cart has a cooler and they put ice in it so I can put my drinks in it and it stays cold. That's the first thing I love.
That is cool. I've never seen that before.
You haven't even gone golfing.
I was just going to say I've been to two courses, so I guess there I didn't really give it a chance.
Number two thing that I love, it's so hot and sunny. It is so hot and sunny. We're in the desert. Anyways, if you guys know, you know that Callaway sent me golf clubs. And look at the balls today. Callaway. Callaway golf balls in your golf cart. Everything just seems so like luxurious here. Like I feel like in Vancouver it's a little bit kind of like there's mosquitoes and mud holes. This is like so nicely kept, really nice.
I know, it's really peaceful and calm. We're also like surrounded by houses. Like there's a bunch of houses on the left side of me. Is it actually?
Yeah, that's kind of normal.
There's like, oh, you're kind of right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of beautiful flowers.
They're like very close. Like I'm literally like knocking on this man's front door.
You're thinking of when we went golfing in Vancouver at Musqueam, and it's kind of like a little bit more run down, and there's no houses along there.
Yeah, or even at the lake. I guess I don't really go golfing, but I'm dedicated to it this summer, and I'm going to become the best golfer anyone ever did see.
So we went golfing in Kelowna, and there was, Brad had like friends that had a house on the golf course, I guess. And then when we get to that hole where their house is, they gave us like shots of tequila. And like, keep in mind, this is one of my first times golfing. So I was like, what's going on here? We're having a shot of tequila. After that, it was all downhill. It was already really hard for me to golf in the first place. The tequila made it way worse. Mm-hmm. But that was fun.
I know, anytime you mix alcohol into something you can't really do, it just is going to make it worse.
That's like when you go skiing.
I'm not going to lie though. Like I would love like a little vodka soda right now. Like I feel like I was lied to. But the other day, Brad was telling me the reason he loves golf, he's like, it's very mental. Like, you do have to, like, focus in. And he's like, Sydney, last time we went golfing, I feel like you had one bad shot and then, like, you made it ruin your day. Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to, like, be mentally strong and stay positive. Well, I could just get really discouraged and it's, like, so hard. I think that's why people must love golf, is because you truly can see your hard work and dedication pay off. Because when you see some of these men swing, you're like, holy crap. And like you think it just comes naturally, but really they spent.
There's a TV in our golf cart right now.
This is such.
There's a TV in.
This what is do so they put cool. on here?
Music.
What?
We can play. We can attach our Bluetooth.
Oh my gosh! There's speakers on here. Wait, but I don't think they want me to play like Big Booty Mix on the golf course.
Cindy, we have to play.
Wait, why would they let me connect my phone though? Brad, have you ever seen a golf cart with a Bluetooth and a cooler?
Yes, I have.
Should we connect our music onto here?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, what can we play? Anything jazz tunes?
Sure.
Does it mess with your game?
Nope. Brad, what do you think I can improve on as a golfer?
Your mental strength.
Aww.
What do you think I can improve on?
Nothing, you're perfect.
Oh, say it a little louder for the people in the back.
Well, I don't want to live a life where I have nothing left to work for, so
is it
I'm
normal?
So glad there's room for
is
improvement.
Is it normal to have butt sweat on the seat?
I know, my butt is sweating. But also, okay, wait, you know what
the
I'm excited
seat
for?
Is sopping
tell
wet
me why when I go
sweat.
Golfing I instantly like I need chicken nuggets.
My
I want
whole
chicken
body
nuggets
sweating.
I want chicken nuggets.
Peace out, you guys, see you at the next hole.
I've honestly been laying low the past couple of rounds, but at this round I'm absolutely gonna mop up the floor. I'm not gonna show you guys footage of that because I don't want anyone to feel bad or insecure about themselves, but if you're listening to this at home, just know that after this hole, everyone I'm golfing with is gonna be left in tears, especially Brad. He's gonna be devastated by my abilities to come back this fast. They've never seen a swing like this. I'm really excited for about what's to come.
Hi guys,
what an amazing golfing day. Cindy, who won?
Okay, I won because I'm most improved. So that's
true.
Like participation. If you guys are watching this or not watching this, you're on audio, there's a beautiful little sunset behind us. We're on the golf course.
We just had some fish tacos and we had some margaritas and the sun
delicious.
Is setting now, and I think I'm gonna probably move to Palm Springs because I don't even need a jacket right now. It's just so nice and
it's
warm.
It's so
here.
Beautiful everywhere you go. You just prance around, you got your sunburn gleaming, it's perfect. Anyways, thanks for tuning in for the golf segment of this episode.
Tomorrow we're heading over to Beverly Hills and we're gonna go do some shopping, we're gonna go for lunch, so
spoiler alert, you're coming with us.
You are. So we'll chat tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay,
hey
we
guys.
Were planning on recording in LA, but you know, we just were having way too much fun there, so that's what happened.
We're back in Palm Springs now. It's been a busy week, I can't lie, but we thought we would just update you guys on what's been going on.
I'm kind of just getting back to reality right now. we went for tacos.
What? When?
We went for tacos two nights ago. And we had just gotten back from LA. So we're like, we're super hungry. Like, let's just go for dinner. So Brad, our friend Kyle, and me and Sid, we all went for tacos. It was pretty crazy. So in, I love margaritas. We got some grande margaritas. They came to the table. They're like as big as my face. Super good. I love a nice salted rim. Drink it. Tacos were amazing. Then we paid our bill and we were like, wait a second. What else are we going to do all night? So we had another round of margaritas. They're like, we're closed. I was like, we'll drink them fast. They said, okay, fine. They bring them to the table, chug that one. And after that, it was a little bit blurry, personally.
Speak for yourself.
Usually I'm a one margarita kind of girl. So it was definitely testing my limits. Then we came back to the Airbnb.
Had a dance party.
And then Cindy has like this little camera that she brings around everywhere. Like one of those old ones from when she was like 5. And she was taking photos on it. She always is. Anyways, in the morning she sends like all the photos, like 80 photos she had taken. And I'm like cross-eyed in all of them.
Jordan's like, when was this taken?
I don't even remember those photos. And then I woke up to, we had some noise complaints that evening actually. So it's like, sorry.
Well, yes. Well, I actually, so she slept in a little bit. The next morning I was up at 6 a.m. and I went for a run. I did 10K and then I get up and Georgia is like on the couch, like sideways, like, ugh. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
This is 26. 26, you can't really drink that much. So I don't know what I'm going to do for Stagecoach because
we have quite the group coming.
I think I just have to stick to one alcohol. Like if I start having margaritas or like canned drinks, I will be so deathly ill the next morning since I'm 26. So during my Saturn return in my older years, I decided to just have like, I'm just gonna have shots, like just straight vodka, straight tequila, and then I think
sugar isn't good. Also, I feel like we don't really like, I feel like a music festival, you don't really need to drink, like the vibes are there already.
True. Yeah,
like you don't need to, like it's just exciting to be there in general. I'm so excited. Oh, we didn't even tell them. What? Guys, we're going to Stagecoach.
I'm so excited.
Okay, I am a country girl. I love country music. I love cowgirl boots. I love little hats and stuff. Like I am obsessed with, like, 8 months of the year, it's just country music for me. And I have been wanting to go to Stagecoach for so long. And I cannot wait. I love the lineup. I know all the artists. Like this is actually why we didn't go to Coachella. But then we ended up going to Coachella. But we were like, this year, Stagecoach is the move. I can't wait.
Everything that I know about country music is from Sydney. Like, she's always playing the song. So I feel like I actually do have a solid... Like, I think I know 10 songs probably fully.
Yeah. I've been making her listen all week. I'm like, you have to train. Like, I'm going to teach you all the artists. So I've pulled like all the top songs from each artist. And I'm like, okay, you need to learn these. But also Post Malone doing country covers. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun.
I love Post Malone. I'm also just into the country theme. Like, I have my boots. I have my hat. Apparently,
shout out Boot Barn. Barn sent us some boots as well.
The nicest boots ever. Also, shout out to America for having the fastest shipping. Like, we have been ordering everything under the sun because I still don't know what I'm wearing and I want to be like looking really cute. So I've been ordering a lot of stuff and it shows up like the next day. Like in Canada, we have to wait like 10 days for stuff
to
arrive.
It is so nice, but it's also addicting. Also, you guys didn't think we were going to go to Stagecoach and not drop bikinis, did you?
Oh, we have such a cute drop coming. I'm going to start shooting it this week.
I cannot wait for you guys to see what's to come for Strawberry Milk Mob this summer with a strong start for Stagecoach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is summer, basically. This is like the intro to summer. You guys are probably wondering where Blueberry is. She had to go home for an exam, but she's landing in like an hour and we're going to go pick her up. I'm so excited for her to come back.
I can't wait to see her. Yes. Where's she been? She's also my room buddy. She absolutely adores me, okay? We share a room and it's so funny because we're quite different, but we're the same, but different. And I'm always like, she's very quiet. She just like listens to me yap and she's like, shut up and go to bed. But I can't wait to have my room buddy back.
I need her to make sure she packed my curlers. Did you pack my curlers in your bag.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about going grocery shopping in America? You guys, I definitely am a sweet tooth girl, and walking down like the candy aisles, I'm like, I don't want to get any of that stuff. So I literally can't go down the aisle because I'm like, what's this? What's that? What's it? Like this, also the size of the packaging, everything. Like I find it hard to go in the grocery stores. Like I can't go in there.
Yeah, like in Canada, we just have like Chips Ahoy. We don't have any, like, I think you guys are allowed to have Number Red dye, whatever the hell that is.
That's, we
like,
have that.
Poisonous. No, most of the snacks that have it, they ban in Canada, Sid.
Oh.
That's why you can get all of them here. So yeah, we went grocery shopping yesterday. And we made like a really nice dinner. We made like burgers. I love like having, like, rather than going out, actually I like a mix of both, but we made burgers and
we
like
we had gone out the past couple of nights, so it was like really nice to just have a home cooked meal, which it I think was. We're gonna do, I think, until Stagecoach. We're just gonna try to like chill out.
Are you impressed with my cooking skills from yesterday?
Yeah, amazing.
Isn't it? I literally put the whole thing together. Come on,
you did salad and peppers
and zucchinis and pineapples and a salad with roasted pine nuts.
But Brad cooked that on the barbecue.
What do you mean? Brad only cooked the burgers. Cindy, this is like a big for me.
She's amazing. She's thriving in her housewife era.
And oranges that I picked with my hands from the golf course.
Those were good. Stop calling them oranges though, hey?
Well, they look like oranges, but they're really grapefruits. But they're like a sweet grapefruit. They were really, really yummy. Yeah, so my biggest predicament right now is if I'm going to bring a jacket to Stagecoach, because it's really hot and I love it. I feel like I'm finally acclimated to the weather here, because like the hottest it gets in Vancouver is like 10 degrees and it's like 35 every day here.
Yeah, getting used to it.
Do we bring a jacket?
I feel like I don't even have a jacket.
Yeah, I have like a denim
jacket. I don't
know
the move, because even like last night it was hot. It's hard to say what... My prediction for Stagecoach is that Georgia is going to absolutely murder her feet on Friday.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I just know you.
I'm going to wear my new silver boots. Georgia, don't hurt.
Well, how do you know? Georgia is so fragile. She's like a peach. Like, she just bruises.
I am very fragile.
Yeah, she's just so fragile.
So Boot Barn sent me these red boots. They're like so unbelievable, gorgeous boots. And I have like a couple like red pieces that I'm planning on putting into my outfits. AKA a red cowgirl hat, and I want to wear them. Like, one thing about me is I will put the outfit before my comfort, but then I will like complain and go home early, you know. But I can't be doing
you
that.
You can't do that at a music festival. Festivals,
you can't go home alone. Like, it's just, so I'm really nervous. I think I might save the red boots for the last day rather than ruin my feet on the first day. I don't know, like, I can't not wear these boots, but I've been trying to break them in every day. Like, I've been wearing them to the grocery store, to the frozen yogurt. OMG, we found a frozen yogurt my God. Place yesterday.
Can we go?
Should we
get when we grab Sabrina?
Wait, we have to bring Brad. He's going to get upset.
Brad got really mad. Brad went golfing yesterday. Anyway,
Brad
sorry.
Went golfing,
we found frozen yogurt
frozen
place.
Frozen yogurt, focus, it was focus. So good. Like, again, America slaps. America slaps. Like, I put Cocoa Puffs on my cake batter flavor, and I've never put like cereal in my frozen yogurt before. I don't know if that's an American thing. So freaking good. I'm such a frozen yogurt girl. Like, it was delicious.
They had good flavors,
but
I was like, yeah.
Brad went golfing yesterday with like his random golf buddy. I don't know, he like we're not from Palm Springs, right? And we're here, and he says, oh yeah, I'm going golfing with my friend. I'm like, who do you know here? He's like, oh, another guy just asked me if I wanted to golf. I said sure. I'm like,
well, I mean,
suspicious.
You saw us golfing with him, so I imagine he needed to.
Yeah, true. I think he wanted, like, this is what I'm like, I don't understand. Does he like golfing with me, or does he just do it to be nice, because I am also kind of just doing it to be nice? Does that make sense?
I think he just likes being around you.
But yeah, so his golf partner was like kind of handsome. I think we need to connect Coconut and Brad's new golf partner.
What together. Does he look like?
He was like kind of handsome. He's giving like,
whoa,
Cinderella's
whoa, whoa.
Prince.
Okay, I find it interesting that you say that Brad's golf partner is cute, because I swear I think Brad wants me to be single forever, because anytime, like, every time we see anyone, I'm always like, oh, what about this guy, what about this guy, and his answer is always like, no, not your type, that's not your type.
Well, he doesn't, no, not, sorry, he doesn't type. Want you to date one of his friends.
I'm not even I'm talking about any guy ever, any guy that breathes or walks. He's like, no, that's not your type, that's not your type. Especially with, yeah, his friends, whatever, I don't care, but like there has been other opportunities. She's like, oh, I don't know.
There's been other opportunities.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see all of the cowboys and cowgirls. Like, Brad's been wearing his cowboy hat from Blue Barn, and I just feel like he's a new man these days with that cowboy hat on.
Oh, my God.
Now I see why Sydney loves cowboys.
I know. A guy looks good in a hat. It's true.
So we had this scam website, and someone was basically made a website with all of our photos on it and was pretending to sell our products for, like, a fraction of the cost, basically. We finally got the site taken down. So,
and now we know how to
get it taken down over and over again. So slay queen to us. We finally can shop in safety now, Milk Mob.
That being said, if you guys see any more, always tell us, because that's how we found out about this one. Like, I never saw the ads run on my feed
because they blocked.
I don't know
us.
if I blocked.
Okay, should we do questions?
Yeah. Okay, so we are gonna do some questions just to chat with you guys. I feel like last week's episode was pretty rowdy. Not really, but I'm gonna pull up some questions. Okay, someone said thoughts on lip filler. I think that people should worry less about what others are doing. If you want lip filler, you should get it, and you should do whatever you want.
I
want
to get it.
Makes you feel beautiful.
I'm never going to get it because I'm too scared to, like, do something to my body.
Same.
I don't know why. It's just weird.
That, like, it would happen to me that it's, like, just, like, like, get all messed up. I would do something wrong.
Totally. But I do wish I had it, because, like, I would look so
cute. I don't think it's correct, like, when someone chooses to do some sort of look, or, like, it doesn't matter. If someone wants to get lip filler, you shouldn't be judging anyone, and you should do whatever makes you feel beautiful. Yeah.
No, but I feel like judging.
No, because someone, they're asking what our opinion is, because everyone's always offering their opinion on people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have an opinion on anyone getting lip filler, because it's none of your business. And I think you should do whatever you want in this world. It's short.
I think that was kind of obvious.
It's not obvious, because everyone's so judgmental in this world. Relationship rules or non-negotiables? Okay, non-negotiable. They must do whatever I say at all times. Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
Probably. I was joking.
Probably.
You know that, right?
I guess, like, don't lie.
That's no, zero lies. If you lie once, I'll never trust you again.
I think just, like, always communicate with each other. That's pretty non-negotiable.
I think also having someone that knows how to self-reflect is really important.
I don't know if I do.
Have you ever met someone that can't look within?
What does that mean?
Like, some people can't, like...
Can I?
Look at their actions. Well, sometimes you're not... You do it in silence. You pretend that you don't self-reflect, but you do.
You don't self-reflect.
I self-reflect 24 hours a day.
You don't self-reflect.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
24 hours a day. But there's some people that, like, can't ever do wrong, and they can't see... They can't, like, reflect on their actions, and that's, like, someone I would never date.
I need to put moisturizer on my legs.
I know lots of guys like that. Skincare must-haves?
Okay, so my new... I'm really happy that Blueberry is coming to town right now, because she has, like, all the skincare and makeup that I use to be beautiful. Like, she just kind of knows. And
so we look extra beautiful these next couple days.
That's why. She put me on Aquaphor. So everything's so dry here, especially when we're sitting out in the sun all day. So I'm, like, lathering up my moisturizer. But my makeup was looking really dry and flaky. So she said that she puts Aquaphor all over her face, like, as a moisturizer. So I bought some yesterday, or because she took hers home with her. Anyways, game changer. Like, it literally feels like you're putting Vaseline all over your face. I've never used Aquaphor before, so I didn't know what to expect. But my makeup just, like, sucked in on my face so much nicer during Coachella. Like, it just looked so beautiful. So I'm so excited to just, like, glam up on Friday. Like, right now I look like this, but on Friday I can't wait to just, like, look beautiful, you know, get my glam on with my Aquaphor. So that might be my number one product that I need right now. Or number two, she put me on the Huda Beauty pink powder for baking, also really nice. So I'm obsessed.
Okay, I would say my two, oh no, I have three. Okay, number one, witch hazel, just like a toner, a good toner.
Really?
I really just make sure to put that on every day, because, like, my skin's been kind of cuckoo lately. So
it's all from those new blasters.
Like, keeping it clean. Another thing I've really started to prioritize is like an under eye cream. I use the Caudalie one, but honestly, I actually do notice a difference because I
really
feel like, yeah, I haven't been wearing it the past couple of days because I won't put, if my face feels kind of like it's breaking out, I don't put anything on. But yeah, I do notice my eyes are lighter when I use it. And then the last thing is the maracuja oil, as also a makeup base, is really nice. It makes your whole face like shine.
I need to try all of those things.
Okay, you can try mine. Okay, another person asked, what is your love language?
All of them.
You always say that.
Yeah, because I need all of it.
My love language is action. What is that one?
So people doing things?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like, okay, it's action, but then if they're also not doing like words of affirmation.
But words don't mean anything. I think words are empty and fake.
But you need those too. Like you need all four. Like well, maybe yeah, I'm just needy, but I need all of them.
Well, I don't know. Like, no, you have a main one. I think yours is touch.
No.
No.
No. No. I think like probably gifts. Is that one? Gifts one.
Yeah. Maybe. But gifts. You also give a lot of gifts. I think that is your love language, actually.
I love giving gifts.
Gifts make me uncomfortable.
I love gifts.
I'm definitely an action person. Like if someone says I love you, I'm like, what does that mean? But then if they show you that they love you, I'm like, oh, you
but
love me.
But if they show you that they love but you and I, they never like, say I love you, then you still wouldn't feel
no,
it.
No, I don't care about the words.
Oh, I need every single piece of love. Once an hour, I need one of them.
I need them to be obsessed with me.
Totally.
What love language is that?
Totally. Totally.
Totally. Totally.
Totally.
Totally. How often do you guys fight? Once a day?
You literally once a day.
Once a day?
Not twice a day.
It's never serious, though.
We always have to cut out half the podcast because it's an argument.
No, that's not true.
She's going to cut that out.
Ooh, favorite comfort movie?
The Notebook.
I like The Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Great Gatsby.
Totally.
Totally. The Great Gatsby is so whimsical.
I don't like either of those. Fantastic Mr. Fox, like what the hell? When have you ever watched that?
I love The Fantastic Mr. Fox. What do each of you think the other can't live without?
Each other.
I think that's it.
Just family.
Honestly, the only thing I couldn't live without is my family. Period. Point blank.
Blank.
Point blank. Blank. Seriously. Blank.
Blank.
Put me on an island with my family members.
Blank.
I'm good to go. Period. Point
blank.
Blank. That's the only thing I need. What's one piece of parental advice that each of you have held onto? I have so many, but like I think one of the funniest ones is nothing good happens after midnight.
Wait, what? That's a quote?
Yeah, mom and dad always used to say like nothing good happens after midnight. Like,
well, what happens after midnight is Cindy will make 4 hot dogs and eat them. That's what usually happens after midnight.
No. No, I
what do you mean no?
No. No. No.
Totally.
No. No, it's true though. Like they always just we had like a curfew growing up. Like we always had to be home at a certain time and it was very strict. And I was always on time, but my parents would be like, "Well, nothing good happens after midnight." It's kind of true though. Like people get pregnant after midnight. It's true. The time you cried when something went wrong in the mob. Oh god.
Every day
we're always crying about the mob. OMG, when Georgia gets pregnant we need a baby bikini line.
We were actually talking about this the other day and I was saying how like you can't even do that because you can't have like pictures of kids and stuff.
You don't want to post like yeah, you don't want to. How do you advertise kids' bikinis without a bunch of weirdos?
I would totally put my baby on the internet.
Yet
like some people feel really strongly about that. I don't. I think it's not that big of a deal.
I don't think I would put my baby on the internet.
Really?
My baby.
Really?
All 7 of them. Yeah, because there's creepers. Like, I just think it's like. I also. What
I just
if my
don't see like anything negative. I'm always just like, no, creepers aren't there.
And I see all negative.
True.
Who would you set coconut up with and why?
Brad's girlfriend. That's it.
Who would you set Coconut up with and why?
I just said. There's no one else that really comes to mind.
What? There's so many. Oh, because I'm so special, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, guys. Well, we have to go pick up Blueberry now.
Right? Yeah.
We're really excited for Stagecoach. Like, I'm actually so freaking excited to just be in the sun in my cute outfit. So thanks so much for tuning in this week. Our next episode is definitely going to be with Blueberry. And
it's going to, we're going to take them through Stagecoach.
What'd you say? We're going to be releasing a lot of new bikinis this week. Like, I think like 7, if not more. So go check out our Instagram. Stay tuned for the drop. And yeah.
Love you guys. Subscribe. Watch the YouTube video. Like the YouTube video. Follow me on Instagram. Set me up with your hot friends. And tell your mom you love her.
Bye.
Bye.